The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Partly sunny with occasional storms in our forecast today, a high of 88. It's 77 on Friends Plaza.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices for today are called mostly steady in the western Corn Belt, though some mixed undertones are seen there. Sources in the east, however, predict flat to weaker prices since most plants, they say, there are nearly full for the week. Market sources west of the Mississippi say some plants in that region, though, need additional hogs to complete this week's slaughter schedules. In Peoria, they're hoping the prices will level out after being lower the first 3 days of the week. They're calling it steady with a top price of 43 even. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Wednesday, July 26th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,614. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 59 even to 66.03. The weighted average was 64.27, down 2.26 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 42.50 to 55 even. The weighted average was 49.76. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 8,552. The base price range 58 even to 66.25. The weighted average was 63.58, down 86 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 42.96 to 53.31, and the weighted average was 48.92.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Overnight trade was rather mixed on the Chicago Board of Trade. We'll get you those numbers, and we'll give you a pre-opening call from Ellen Dearden of Ag Marketing Services in Morton, Illinois. That's coming up after our growing area's weather. And here to do that, AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, we do have some of the numbers in from the rainfall last night, not radar estimates, but what actually found its way into a rain gauge around Cisco in central Illinois, 6.23 inches, Mahomet 2.77, Rushville 3.45, as heavy rains pushed into the area, and there's a chance we could see more of that today. Locally intense rainfall near Spencer, Iowa, produced more than an inch and a half of rain overnight. The area impacted was extremely small, but the region needed it. Rain also fell yesterday and early this morning again from Illinois to Michigan to Ohio, with a few stray showers back across Missouri and eastern Kansas. Total coverage of measurable precipitation was around 45% for the Corn Belt, a number of locations reporting locally intense rainfall of more than an inch. And again, some of the totals across central Illinois are definitely to be noted today, with a few locations better than 2 to 3 inches of rain. And again, that Cisco area at 6.23 inches. As far as the two-week forecast, no major changes made overnight, but the rain will be most significant in two waves. The first occurring in the eastern Corn Belt today and tomorrow, with a few spits and spats of rain over the weekend. A second wave of rain occurs in the western Corn Belt during the midweek next week and into the eastern Corn Belt late next week. None of the rain advertised in the western Corn Belt will be great enough to substantially change the long-term soil moisture stress that's been going on there, but some locally heavy rainfall is anticipated for Tuesday through Thursday in what is likely to be an extremely important relief for some of the area out west. Hot conditions still expected Friday through Monday in the western Corn Belt. Highs still expected to range from the middle 90s into the low triple digits, with central South Dakota still having a good chance to see some temperatures near 115 degrees, but that will not be representative of the entire western Corn Belt. Most extreme highs in the Corn Belt will be around 100 to 105 degrees. Eastern Corn Belt temperatures probably peaking in the low to middle 90s, except a few upper 90s in western Illinois along the Mississippi River. Expected again, that is a time period Friday through Monday. We are looking for the resumption of big heat. Crop conditions will deteriorate in the western Corn Belt over the next few days, especially once the big heat kicks in. Relief comes next week during the form of cooler weather, or in the form of cooler weather, with some significant rain. However, the pending hot weather and quick drying expected Monday will likely draw down soil moisture once again and intensify the stress across Kansas, Missouri, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Iowa did get some recent rain, and that certainly will help a big part of the state to remain in good shape, and it should be able to handle a little bit more of the drier and warmer weather for a while. But again, Iowa is still lacking rainfall across a good portion of the area. Generally taking a look at some of the other regions of the country in the west, below normal temperatures, widespread showers in the southwest contrast with persistently hot, dry weather across California, the northern Great Basin, and the northwest. The northwestern portion of the western states, heat favors spring wheat maturation and winter wheat harvest. As far as the plains, slightly cooler weather from the southern half of the region contrasts with the return of excessively hot conditions further to the north. Drought continues to adversely affect the plains pastures and immature summer crops, including the corn, spring wheat, cotton, and sorghum. And in the south, scattered showers linger in the recently soaked western Gulf Coast region, while heavy showers are spreading northeastward, providing some drought relief across the Arklatex region. Rain still needed elsewhere, including the Delta and much of the southeast, to prevent additional stress on the crops in that area. With a look at the growing areas, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Let's go to overnight trade. How that happened in Kansas City. September wheat opened at 480 a bushel, down two. Last trade down two. December 494 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up a half. March wheat in KC at 498 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade down one and one quarter. September wheat in Chicago on the Board of Trade opened at 383 and a half overnight, up one and a half. Last traded down two and a quarter, or up two and a quarter, rather. December wheat, 404, down a quarter on the open. Last trade down a half. March, 420, down one, last trade unchanged. July of next year's wheat, 436, down one and a quarter, last traded down two. September corn opened at 236, unchanged, last traded down a quarter. December, 252 and three quarters, unchanged, last trade down a half. March, 266 and three quarters, last trade unchanged, as well as on the open. May corn for next year, 277 and a half, up one, last trade up a quarter. July of next year, 285 and a half, unchanged, last trade unchanged. December far side corn, 299, down three quarters, last trade up a half. September oats open at 195 and a half, unchanged on the open and the last trade. December, 199 and a half, down a quarter, last trade down one. In the bean pit, August opened overnight at 581 and a quarter, down a half, last trade down three and a half. September, 589, down three quarters, last trade down three and three quarters. November, 602 and three quarters, unchanged, last trade down three and a half. January beans, 614, down a quarter, last trade up a quarter. And March at 623 and three quarters, down a quarter, last trade unchanged. August soybean meal, 167.80, unchanged on the open, last trade down three. September, 169.10, unchanged, last trade down three. August bean oil, 26.10, up two on the open, last trade down 15. And September, 26.20, down nine, last trade down 16. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. We see a bit of a mixed signal on the overnight trade, but maybe a little bit lower on the open and the corn and beans today?
Well, I'm not sure. We're certainly going to focus on weather today, and there's rain around in some of those far western parts of Iowa that have been so dry. I think this corn market will be about steady, maybe even fractionally higher today based on awfully good export bookings. Those came in well above trade expectations. The high side trade expectations were around 33.5 million bushel. We came in at 42.8. That's old and new crop together. Fund selling, though, is kind of controlling this corn market, so rallies are going to be sold into, I should think, during the day in corn.
Are we going to see that same fund activity in the beans today, you think?
Funds are still short the beans. We're getting shorter, it appears to me, with the last 2 days. Really had rallies that never could focus very well on anything. Steady maybe as much as three lower. Export bookings weren't even good enough to be very supportive in this market, coming in just over 9 million bushel for both old and new. And the one-day island bottom that we had that looked kind of bullish first part of the week was filled overnight trade, so that mitigates that little bullish attitude there. Steady to maybe as much as three lower today in beans.
And some positive export reports might have factor in the wheat market today?
Perhaps steady, maybe a penny better there. The news that China is probably going to be a wheat exporter really weighs heavily on this wheat market. A lot of long liquidation coming in. Rallies seem to fizzle.
And so let's recap your calls on the board trade.
Kind of steady on the corn. We're looking steady, maybe as much as three lower on the beans. Wheat steady to maybe a penny better.
And what's on the Merc today?
Mercantile will probably be pretty mixed on the market. I think the hog market looked pretty fluky yesterday, able to rally really on the cattle shirt tails. Cash weakness here, I just don't see a whole lot going on in the livestock. I think the cattle market was way overdone yesterday, particularly given the wholesale beef being down nearly $2 at the close yesterday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Let's take a look outside on the Dow right now. It's up about 58 points after the open at 11,160. The S&P up 4 at 1272. The NASDAQ is up 14 points at 2084. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The opening market report comes your way at 949 Central. It's 901.